Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today we are asking our WAOK listeners and our guests in the studio, Aaron Shay, DJ Stormy, and Alex from season one of Ready to Love. We are asking you all the question, can you find love on a reality show? Can a reality show be an alternate platform to find love? And before the break, we talked to all four members from season one of Ready to Love, and they all had different answers and different perspectives on how they look at love and reality shows. You look at reality shows today where it involves couples and people dating, trying to find that one on the show. And so one of the questions I want to ask you is what made you want to get, and I'm going to ask everybody individually, what made you want to get on a reality show in hopes of finding love? Because you could have went to Tinder. You could
Tinder.
You, or any kind of dating app.
I tried
app.
It. You, no, I've never tried Tinder. No, I'm scared.
I'm not meeting up with anybody that I can't.
My son is on Tinder and he's 19. I'm good.
Oh, we're not trying to send you to jail, Shay. But I mean, there's people at the church. There's people at your job. Well, you can't do no relationship at that job.
No,
I'll take that back.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right? And family oriented functions, events, concerts, you name it. But on a dating show, let's start with you, Shay. What made you want to get on a reality show?
I did not. A friend of mine is a recruiter for the shows.
Uh-huh.
She threw my name in a hat because I guess she has to have so many people. And then they were calling me, and I just was like, no, no. And then they said they have an interview down at the hotel or wherever they were interviewing at the time. And for me as a printer, my thing was, what if I don't go and Oprah and Will happen to be there? Mm. So my whole thought was, hey, don't want to be on your show. But, you know, and I kind of felt like it would be kind of like a slap in the face for them to choose me and I don't show up and at least say thank you, but no thank you, and then miss that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole reason. And then I just kept getting sucked in. Like, I just kept going one step further, and I was saying no, and I looked up, and I was in a big old mansion with a bunch of people going, and I literally, this is no joke, I went to back up out the door when I saw the cameras, and they was like, no, you're here. Keep going. So, yeah, I did not want to do it. To me, it has, at one point, it kind of felt like, you know, are people going to judge you and say you're desperate or whatnot? And you don't know. You're leaving yourself open to, at the time, I was thinking, how big can it be? It's on the Oprah channel.
Right.
Who's watching your grandma?
Right.
Apparently not. Man. It's 350 million viewers, and I was not ready.
Well, see, here's the thing. And I'm going to play a clip of something that Tommy, the host of the show, said in the beginning. And because we're in Atlanta, right? We're in Atlanta, and I hear so many people say, it's hard dating in Atlanta.
It's extremely hard.
But this is what this is what people are saying, you all. This is
it's CJ.
but the crazy thing about it in Atlanta is that there's a lot of television production here. There's a lot of filming, a lot of studio production that happens here, and a great percentage of it is reality shows, and especially like Ready to Love. Ready to Love was filmed here in Georgia. It was filmed here in Atlanta. So I'm going to let CJ actually play something that Tommy Miles, the host of Ready to Love, said about dating in Atlanta.
All right, let's get real. What's the problem out here? Women in Atlanta say the men, they just want to play the field.
Yeah.
But check it out now. The men in Atlanta say you ladies are more interested in the size of their wallet than the size of their hearts.
Wow. Fact.
That's facts.
Okay, facts or fake news?
I'll go on the record and say that's fake news.
That's fake news.
It's the circle you surround yourself with, right? You are who you attract. So, that's not true. You got to be who you are. And if you're the person that you feel like you are and that you want to project, you're going to get what you are given, you know?
Okay. Alex?
Honestly, my intake on that is just really you just have to find yourself in a position to be real with yourself. You have to, because in a platform like that, you just can't rush and say, hey, I'm going to go get on the next train 5 minutes from now and just head to Brooklyn. No, you got to plan it out, man. You have to set yourself up for things to come. So, I mean, just like Aaron said, I mean, if you're trying to find what you really want, you know what I'm saying, you have to surround yourself of those people, you know what I'm saying, that can at least direct you, you know what I'm saying, to the place that you want to go. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get there yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, honestly, I think it is fake news.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I'm a single man in Atlanta, right?
Okay.
And I work a regular job. I work a regular job. Let's say I work at a fast food restaurant. And I want to be on a reality show to find love. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm up against people that are probably doing better than me or what have you. But I'm making my own money. I have a job, but it's not a corporate job. It's not a job where I make six figures. Can I still be on a reality show if I'm just a regular guy in Atlanta?
Absolutely, 110%. Because the basis of the show, Ready to Love, is not for you just being, hey, a six figure type of individual, and this is, you know, your field. You know, it's for everybody. I mean, I'm a truck driver. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have other people that are real estate agents and marketing assistants and everything. So I mean, it's not you being on a certain platform and saying, hey, I'm this and I'm that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, hey, look, are you independent? You know what I'm saying? Do you believe in yourself enough to say, hey, I can do this? You know what I'm saying? Are you pushing yourself to that next level? And a lot of people in Atlanta don't. They don't push yourself to that next level to get exactly what you want. You know what I'm saying? Or exactly what you need, should I say. You want what you want. But what you want is the wrong thing.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right, Shay?
So I think Atlanta is filled with shiny, beautiful things. And, you know, there's... It's all like so Hollywood.
Yes.
You know, it's the Black Hollywood. You go to Lenox Mall, there's a line of Lamborghinis, there's, you know, there's a bunch of people that's supposed to be exactly. So, you know, it might be somebody driving a Bentley and they're staying in a one-bedroom apartment with five other guys. Yeah, the issue is everybody is so caught up in social media and this shiny stuff, and you need to shoot for the stars. And we're actually in a day and age where we're rubbing shoulders with stars and celebrities and stuff. So it's easy for the regular schmegler guy that wants to be or will start, you know, fabricating things. So then you get the ladies going, I want to ride in a Bentley. I want to sit next to that guy in a Lambo, and passing up, you know. So it's all starting to play one hand into the other. You know, you're looking at somebody flashy, then the girls are looking around saying they want somebody flashy, and it's leaving these regular, as you would call it, people by themselves. I sell, you know, for the most part, I sell T-shirts, you know, and I recently went to this thing on Capitol Hill where I was speaking about women in paradigm, and there were all these people saying, I'm a lawyer. I served under the Clinton administration. And I'm looking, and I'm like third person down the line. I'm like, I show T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? I felt so small, but then I had to throw my shoulders back and be like, yeah, I sell T-shirts, and I write my own checks, and I write other people's checks. Mm-hmm. So you might work at a fast food restaurant, but you also have to throw your shoulders back and say, this is not where I am. This is where I am right now, but where I'm going is somewhere else. So a person who you're talking to and desires you will want to take that journey with you. You're not just the fry guy. You're going to own that McDonald's or whatever you aspire to be, but you got to hold hands with somebody that has the like mind, not the chick that's going, I just want to run the register. Babe, we got to do this together.
But sometimes that's extremely hard, because I've been that girl that wants to go along with you on your journey. But if he's not sure and he's not happy where he's at, there's no way he can focus on you and be in a relationship. Because trust me, I have tried. It is so extremely hard.
Tell me what are you?
Oh, wait. We're at the top of the hour. I'm gonna let Gabby expound on that. Shay, DJ Stormy, Aaron, and Alex, we got them in the building from season one of Ready to Love. We're going to explore more of that. And we're going to play some clips from season one, by the way. And Aaron, bruh.
It's hot, baby.
What happened, man? Right. Bruh. What happened?
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We got the cast members from season one of Ready to Love. Shay Styles, DJ Stormy, Alex Banks.
Electricity.
And that's blanks.
Aaron in the studio, big shout outs to them for coming into the studio to weigh in on the conversation. Can you find love on a reality show? Before the break, Gabby, you wanted to expound on something that was mentioned in the last segment. So we're going to let you go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, well, we kind of talked about it off air now.
We got to talk about it now. We got to talk about it again.
So Shay was saying, you know, the regular guys were more so it's okay to want a reality show with somebody. Like when you gave the example, if, you know, if you work at a fast food restaurant, you know, can they go, you know, on a reality show? So
Right. Basically
I was telling Shay that it's important for a guy to know where he is in his life, because it's hard dating someone who doesn't have it all together. And so that's what we basically were talking about. And she made some valid points, and, you know, we kind of settled it that way. You know how I am about my private life. I try. Like, I don't know why he puts me on. I do. I'm very, very private.
No, I'm pretty gullible. I won't lie to y'all. I give people the benefit of the doubt, especially if I feel good energy from them. I normally don't know until it's like the third, fourth, or fifth strike. I'm getting better. I'm getting much better. As the years go on, I kind of give them like only two strikes. Once they get to that third, there's no contact, no text messages, no nothing. But the clout chasers, I thought I had really good antennas, my little spidey senses, but it proved me wrong, because even the ones that I thought was not clout chasing or didn't want it for something else, they turned out to want it for something else. And it's sad.
Are we talking about on the show, after the show, during the show?
On the show, after.
Okay, for me, on the show, I didn't have the normal time that I vet people. I watch people. I listen to what they say, how they move. For us on the show, it was a little bit different because we were spending a lot of time together off the show when the cameras were off. So there was a lot of things that I wasn't privy to, on top of the fact that the time that it normally takes me, I'll push all kind of buttons on purpose. You know, I'll throw you off, you know, off my scent a couple times and just see how you can take it. But now after the show, I mean, there's certain people do not waste any time. I had a guy that was like, we should do a show together. Absolutely not.
On first sight?
Like, probably after about three or four conversations, it creeps up into the conversations about what kind of connections you have in the industry yada, yada, yada. We're talking about after the show, you know. But for the show, like I said, for us, we weren't, you know, you're spending a lot of time off the show. You're not knowing sidebar conversations. And it just wasn't enough time. We had 10 weeks to get to know people. So usually I'll take you through it for maybe a year just to see, you know, where you're at. And then, I mean, there's times that you just like somebody, you like them. You just bypass all the red flags and then you get gut punched, you know. But, I mean, that's the difference between the show and real life, is that you just don't vet all your normal flags. And then you have a team of people and producers that are playing devil's advocate. He like you, girl. He called you a bae in real life.
What?
And, you know, they just keep you going, and you just be like a squirrel. You don't know what to do. You know, it's like a squirrel getting ran over in the middle of the street. You're like, I don't like him. I do like him. I don't like him. I hate that guy. I love that. You know, it just gets weird.
So here's what I want to do, Shay. I have a clip of you and Mike.
Ah, here we go.
From season one, right? And and just by looking at you two throughout the season, it was like you all were that ideal real couple. Mm-hmm. Y'all were like the it couple. But let's play a certain situation that you and let's play a certain situation that you and
Mike. If you don't want the real, you better not ask me.
Let's go ahead.
That's where we at now.
That's where
we're. You told me in front of a whole bunch of people to take my mother home.
You just challenged me in there in front of the people. I make sure everything I do, I ensure you never feel like less than.
And I made you feel like less than.
Yes, you did.
And how so?
The way you just communicated to me in there, in front of everybody.
Hmm. Do I pick A or B? You know who you want to be the mother of your child. You want me to sit and go through the process when I cut my process short.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because I liked you.
And I like you. But, you know how I feel about you as well.
But you told me in front of a room full of people, whether
you
your ego...
Me.
Okay.
You pushed me to a corner.
I feel like I should leave.
And you want to leave?
No, I'm here for you. But if me and you going to have some issues and have some tension, then there's no reason that I should be here.
I shouldn't have said take your mother home. But I apologize for that. Okay?
Okay.
All it was... Okay.
Okay. Let me be 100 with you.
So,
okay?
I mean, were those real emotions? Was it part of the script? Was it not part of the script?
There is no script. Let me say this. There was no script.
Okay.
Mike and I spent a lot of time together. From the time you guys saw us at SL Lounge, we pretty much was hooked at the hip. And this is no joke. We talked about financing. We talked about credit scores. We talked about merging life. We talked about children. There was all kind of discussions. And I'm just being honest with you. Hands down, this is what it was. It was me and Mike dating. Now, I don't know what other sidebar conversations that was said. I mean, literally every day before we got ready to tape. And it was just something that we kept to ourselves. We didn't expose to the producers. I didn't want to get anybody in trouble. We spent a lot of time together every day. There was not a day from the moment we hung out at that club that we were not together all day long. Before taping, it was just kind of like when you saw in the cartoon, okay, Fred, you're going to tape. All right, tell me about it when you finish your date with Stormy or you finish your date with Shatava. You know, that's how close we were. It was already understood. So it pissed me off at the cabin when now we want to play neutral when you know what it is. You know what it is. And if I had an inkling that he was interested in Shatava, you don't have to choose between me and her. Keep it moving over there. He knew what it was. I knew what it was. And probably the majority of the cast knew what it was.
I definitely felt that when you said, choose, you might as well go to the other person. Because at this point, you should already know.
And we're not playing this on TV.
I was on my couch like, yes, Shay,
no,
yes.
We're not playing this
That's
on TV.
That's what made it so authentic.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Thank you for joining with us, Sean Garvey, C to the J, and Gabby Bell in the studio. We are asking the question, can reality shows be an alternate platform to find love? Can you actually find love on a reality show? We're going to go to the callers and hear what they had to say or hear what they have to say. We got Todd from Atlanta. Todd,
hey,
what
Todd.
Up? How you doing?
I bet you can. Are they all still in the studio?
Yes.
What up, Todd? We here.
So that's Sean, Gabby, Stormy, Aaron, Alex, and Shay, right?
Oh, yes. Get it, boy.
Hey, I was one of the people to send a note to Shay. I wasn't trying to push up on her. I was rooting for Shay.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
Hey, stay right there. Stay right there. She'll tell you. I was rooting for Shay. I wasn't trying to push up on her. I like Shay's story. So I was one of those people that got inspired by watching her straight up. So I would say, yeah, if they run a show, that was a good run show of the shows that, you know, make that kind of claim and like they trying to get people together and all that kind of stuff. This one actually looked like they really spent some time trying to put some stuff together, and they minimized the mess, of which I think there was a lot, because I could tell there was some editing on a few things for sure. Was that y'all's experience, that they were trying to minimize the mess and really project it? They were trying to get some people together to win it.
Anybody can answer?
Anybody?
I mean, they kept it as true as possible, but at the same time, you got to give a story for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they had to make the edits to make sense for people to understand. Because, I mean, if the truth was to be told, it was just a whole bunch of cameras everywhere. People just doing what they was wanting to do. You know what I mean? So they had to kind of modify it to where you guys could keep track of a story.
I thought so, too. Alex, you're the one that ended up with the shorty, right? Was her name Tiffany?
Yeah, that was her name.
Shorty. Yeah, she had a lot of personality, man.
No, that was Ashley.
He said Tiffany.
She was the one. She was from Tennessee, and she had moved down.
Her,
Shay, and the funny one that was, she came on the commercial. She was like, my eggs are 37 years old.
was that Courtney? I think that was Courtney.
Oh,
she
Courtney.
Was a flight attendant.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a flight attendant.
Yeah, she was
funny. But I'm going to go back to listening, but I'll repeat what I said. If they run a show like this, because generally speaking, shows like this aren't particularly interesting to me. I'm only speaking for myself. But if they run the shows like this and they pick the age bracket that they're working within, I would say, yeah, you probably could meet somebody that you want to go the distance with. Nah, Black. I get mine my way. I ain't trying to go on TV and do all that, man. I meet her the normal way. But I like the way that they ran this show, though, for real. I'm rooting for what's her name this go round. I think her name, it's either Tondi or Alexis. She got nice curves. She seemed like she's a nice person.
We know you love those curves, obviously. You like those curves, Todd. We know.
All right, I'll go back to listening.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Todd. 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. We're going to go to our WAOK Facebook page and see what the people have to say. So we have a person named Alma on WAOK Facebook page. And this person says, not with all the mess going on, do they plan on doing backgrounds? Look at what happened on Love Connection.
No, there's Love Connection now. There's a new one with the guy off of Bravo. Yeah. Yeah. A matter of fact, Liz was on Love Connection.
Wow.
Liz, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So what do you think about that person's comment, not with all the mess going on? Do they plan on doing backgrounds, or have they done backgrounds before?
It was extensive.
Oh, yeah. We did full extensive background. We did criminal background checks. We did personality tests. We did IQ tests.
Did you all do credit scores?
No. Credit checks.
They had the information. They
did have all the information for the credit and everything. So they may have. We sat down with the psychiatrist, everything.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want somebody that's.
Right, pass the mic over.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mama. She said, you don't want nobody that's stupid up there. Exactly. I mean, you don't want a complete idiot. And we did talk to my whole thing, too, is that I wanted to go through the IQ test. And I don't think anything is wrong with me. So they, you know, we went to talk to a psychiatrist, and he pretty much said that there was nothing wrong with me.
What were some of the questions that they asked?
Can you even remember? I mean, they would put you in different scenarios and then
situational.
Yeah, you know, all about character, moral situations and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've heard that there were some people that the doctor was like, what? This guy, you know, one guy got in an interview I heard last year and was calling women a bunch of bees. I love to date a couple bees and going, yeah, nope, Mark, he's not there. So, yeah, they had to go through some type of vetting process, you know, in order for you to get on the show. And as you see, everybody on there was very solid, intelligent. Very
they
solid.
Were.
Some of the people just weren't compatible with each other. That was it. Mm. I can't say anything bad about anybody. Everybody had their own character, you know, whether it was a flaw or it was something great about them. They were just normal, regular people. I think with this second season, they're already kind of prepared us and rehearsed.
Yeah.
We were very authentic. Yeah. We were like a bunch of wide ideas walking into a situation
that's what made it so real.
Yeah.
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah. Everybody was so respectful of each other and kind. Mm-hmm. And I think this season, they are just plowing through there. There's 1,000 mean things we could have said, but we were just conscious of, we got moms and dads and little sisters and brothers and our kids looking at it. We were very careful and respectful and mindful of each other.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of mess, I'm going to have CJ play another clip. And this time it's between you, Aaron, and DJ Stormy.
Yeah, you were able to mess on that.
It was not too messy. It was not too messy, but you all felt some type of way towards each other between the two of you, especially something that you said, Aaron. So let's play the clip and let's just dissect that.
I'm going to be honest with you, Tommy. I'm not someone that wants to be on the decision-making side.
Okay.
I want to pursue and allow the woman to make the choice on me.
I mean, only Aaron knows what Aaron wants and what Aaron is looking for.
I can't sit here and say that I found the ready to love. I can't sit here and say I found the person that I want to be with, but I have made some very amazing connections that I am interested in building on.
Okay.
That's just where I'm at with you.
What the hell am I hearing? I don't understand. He just told me last night one thing, trying to reassure me that we still had the connection. And then now he's saying something completely different. This is the last straw. And Aaron, you're full of
You know, I feel like Aaron is on a separate journey from what I think most of us
are on.
And he just said it. He doesn't know it's the ready to love. And I'm glad that he said that out loud because that's what I was feeling.
C to the J, Gabby, I don't know how we managed to bring two of them in the same studio together. Yeah, Aaron DJ and Storm. DJ Storm.
That's my girl for life.
Oh, my God. Listen, we got to take a break, C to the J. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that conversation between you, Aaron, and between you, DJ Stormy. Like, what happened? Because I've watched one of the episodes with you, Aaron, and it was a different woman. But nephew Tommy or Tommy Mills made it clear that you just wasn't ready to love. And does that defeat the purpose when we ask the question, can you really find love on a reality show? All right? 404-892-2703 is the telephone number. We're trying to find love, ladies and gentlemen. On a reality show, we're trying to find love. All right? And speaking of which, thank you. Thank you. C to the J. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a big announcement we are going to make. First time on WAOK.
What's the big announcement?
We're not going to say it right now, Gabby.
You got to tell me.
Towards the end of the show.
Do I know already? Oh, okay.
Don't play Clueless.
It is? Oh, okay.
So you say, oh, like, oh, okay. So you made that, Shea Styles. Oh, okay.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh man! All right, Aaron. So on the show, you didn't find love, you right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a viewer called in. She didn't want to go on the air, but mm-hmm. she wanted to ask you a question about why you wasn't able to find love. Mm-hmm. Well, and why was that?
The experience was a little bit fast paced for me. Like Shea said, it takes me a while to even feel a connection that I feel like, okay, I can turn it into something else. Now, is it a possibility to meet a connection and then take the time off the show to meet that person and get to know them? Yes. But for me, I didn't get to do a year's worth of work in 10 weeks. I just couldn't fit it in. And I tried. I really did. It just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And I had to just go with what was best fit for me in the situations that we was in.
Mm.
And are you single now or are you
I'm in a relationship, absolutely.
You in a relationship.
Did you know this person before or
after the show?
Okay.
Mm.
Clean slate.
It was a clean slate. Yeah. Okay.
She's not chasing no clout, but she's been on reality TV. Right? Nah, she was getting reference checks. She was like, hold on, are you this guy that I'm seeing on the show? And I had to kind of prove that was just a time in life. I grew a lot from that show, actually. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So it goes to my next question that I wanted to ask you guys, because it's not just only Ready to Love, but it's other shows that came on before Ready to Love. Like, you had your For the Love of Ray J, and you had shows like the Flavor Flav show, Flavor of Love, and we've seen what happened. It didn't work out eventually. But they ended up being with somebody off a reality show. So does that defeat the purpose when we ask the question, can you really find love on a reality show? Because it seems like, you know, we go from one season to the next on these reality shows, and we thinking that, oh, they're a perfect couple, they're a match made in heaven, and then all of a sudden after the show is over, they are not in a serious relationship or a continuous relationship. So does that defeat the question we're asking to our listeners today?
I mean, I think people need to understand that, okay, TV is going to give you a bigger view of what the situation really is. These are still relationships at the end of the day. No relationship is easy. So although on the outside it may look pretty, shiny, beautiful, there's still a lot of integration and a lot of things that need to go on in a relationship for it to actually work. So just because the TV showed a beautiful, well, she had a red dress on that night, Shay, and then Mike had it a blue, and it looked all beautiful and shiny, there was still a relationship going on behind the scenes that people had no idea about. So there's real reality, and then there's another real. So, you know, you just got to know how to decipher through both as a viewer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes sense.
All right. 404-892-2703. We are asking the question, can you find love on a reality show? Now, what are the pros and cons of being on a reality show? Wow.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looking for love. What are the pros and cons?
Well, I've got one that was really a bother. Everything is sped up like 100 times faster. So, again, we are literally like in this control environment. We're like these little mice that's running around that they do the test in the labs. That's what we were. We had 20 different people in a mansion, and we had all these different rules and stuff that was happening, and people were getting cut. I was the Black Widow. Mm. Anybody that liked me ended up getting kicked off the show. So I was ready to go since the first episode, personally, and I even told the producers that. But everything is like just magnified, and you have to kind of speed date in so many words to try to get to know people, and that was hard. Like when we first met Aaron, and they made this big old gist of him with the abs and the shirt off and stuff like that. But it really wasn't about that. It was like sweaty, like urinating type hot outside. And we all were like, hey, it is really hot. We need to get fans, get somewhere cool. We had napkins. We were dripping. We wanted to take off our clothes and jump in the pool. But, you know, TV, yes, he did raise it up. And we were like, well, dang, we didn't know that was under there. And that became his storyline. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Alex, what you think?
Well, what I think. Hello, Happy Gabby. I just wanted to say that. But honestly, man, you really can't go off of TV perception, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so, you know, huge and magnified, just like Aaron said, just within a relationship standpoint of trying to find somebody, because technically that's not real life. You know what I'm saying? When you meet somebody, it takes time. You know what I'm saying? Like Stormy said, of course, I mean, we were actually put in a situation where it was like speed dating. You know what I'm saying? You like this person, okay, look, go on a date. Okay, boom, y'all together.
That's like,
right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, hold on. I mean, I just knew her middle name. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? So, I mean, it's really just a process of, honestly, my intake is just the relationship that you have between you and your maker.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And watching the show, Alex, I think you were my favorite. You were just so honest. And I was like, wow, that's refreshing. Like, you were a gentleman. I was like, you know what? I like him.
Thank you. Well, yes. Well, I mean, in a situation like that, you have to be as honest and above board, because you're playing with other people's lives.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Other people that's coming there that's been struggling and trying to find something real.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you are presented, especially on a platform like Open Real Packer, when it's like, hey, we've handpicked these people.
Right.
Okay, go find love. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, it's kind of crazy in a way, because, you know what I'm saying, you have to understand the situation that you're in. You have to understand what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What you need. You know what I'm saying? Can I deal with this person every day?
Mm.
Not she as fine. I mean, I like the butt. I like the features. Mm-hmm. But no, can I deal with this person every single day? You know what I'm saying? So finding someone in that regard, in that light, that you want to say, hey, I just lay down on my eggs for it and just, hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a city of like Atlanta, it's hard.
Yes.
Honestly, it is. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody doesn't have the experiences that Shay goes through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's just the belle of the ball. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she has no issues. But, you know, for a lot of the other people that have certain similar issues, I mean, it's still relationships you have to build upon it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. nothing that's it's an overnight type of thing. You know what I'm saying? You have to know this person, personality-wise. What do you like when you get mad? What do you like when you're mm-hmm. happy?
Yeah,
what do you like when you're in one of those moods?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, can I deal with this person?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes, you know, typically, even when you have a friendship with somebody, mm-hmm. it takes 3 months for you to really see what a person is like,
right.
you know? And then we're all so busy, you know, trying to integrate meeting new people with, you know, trying to go to work, dealing with our kids. God forbid you have car issues and you got to tend to that. God forbid you have, you know, you get sick. And then meeting people and trying to get them to get to know them through all of that and speeding that up to 10 weeks, you know, it's very hard. So everybody is on their best behavior until you find out later. So
yeah.
That's why I said it. My vetting process and watching people, and maybe if I do step on your toes, how you going to act? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When you are happy, when you get a little bit of money, and, you know, how do you behave then? You know, people
right.
are magnified when they get, you know, a certain amount of attention.
Yeah.
You know, they become a whole different monster. That was something that was in them anyway.
Yeah.
So it just takes time. I think you can initiate the process on reality TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was so many good people. Like, there's not one person on that show that could not call me in the middle of the night and say, hey, Shay, I need you, you know, you to look out for me or come get me, or I need your help. You know, so we all develop not only just friendships, lifelong relationships. I couldn't get rid of any of these people if I wanted to.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Because we just like, we're like this functional, dysfunctional family. You know what I'm saying? One minute we talking trash about each other, and the next minute you'd be like, that's my boy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.